Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Interbeings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central, so you can be part of the conversation and dialogue that happens at the end of our session. Whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being here. Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, the depths of your intellect, your will, your emotions, just all of you, to open to that ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the human heart and consciousness. Today, we will encounter three brief wisdom contemplations, and each one of those will be followed by a minute of contemplative pause where you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Resonate. Does something connect with you in a felt sense, perhaps? It might be symbolized by a word or a phrase that you hear. Reflect. An opportunity to ponder deeply, to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. You can respond in all kinds of ways, such as journaling or prayer or body movement. Or rest. Just simply be silent and open to that presence and action of divine love in your life. After these three sessions, we'll close with a spiritual practice and a group dialogue. And today's theme is wholeness and healing. So with an open heart and your calm, centered presence, you're invited to take a gentle, deep breath. Settle into that place of receptivity as we begin and listen together. Friends, holiness reveals itself through our capacity for positive connection. God, love, is precisely the one who connects all things one to another. And only healthy, great religion is prepared to realign, to reheal, and reconnect all things. And reposition us inside the whole universe of things. Now, most of our problems today, they tend to be psychological. But the solution is always spiritual. And our true self should not be thought of as anything different than life itself. Life itself. Not my little life, but the big life, love. We were made for love, and love is who we are. Love is actually the basic physical structure of the universe. And everything can be seen as a little experience of the big flame. We are just a little tiny flicker of a much larger flame that is life itself, consciousness itself, being itself, love itself, God's very self. On one level, soul, consciousness, love, and the Holy Spirit can all be thought of as one and the same. It's something larger than the self, shared with God, and it's even eternal. And this is a spiritual revolution of the mind. And friends, one whose soul is thus awakened has the mind of Christ. This spirit of truth will teach you everything and remind you of all things, the scriptures say. And thus, religion's main and final goal is to reconnect us, religio, reconnect us to the whole, W-H-O-L-E, to ourselves, to one another, and thus heal us. Now that wonderful Greek word metanoia talks about the change, and it is the change to a permanent newness of life. And the new Christian order is about the inclusiveness within the whole concept of order itself. That phrase, the Father and I are one, and our intimate experience of God empowers us to act in the same name of love by healing and reconciling all that is in love, unloved in human persons. You see, to live in unrestrained love is inwardly free from laws and customs that hinder wholeness and community. So may we prioritize love that makes whole, W-H-O-L-E, and heals through an even greater unity between God and people and creation. To be a whole maker, again, W-H-O-L-E, to be a whole maker, bring together those who are divided, separated, or left out of the whole. Again, may we all be one, just as God is in me and I am in God. So gather together what is divided and confront systems that diminish and marginalize or exclude human persons. Challenge others not by argument or attack, but out of a deep center of love. Be loving and free. Create new unities, and in doing so, create a new future for the human person, for society, and for the whole earthly community. In this, we take our contemplative pause to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Well, dear ones, there is only one enduring spiritual insight, and then everything else follows from it, and it is this. The visible world is an active doorway to the invisible world, and the invisible world is much larger than the visible. And this insight is called the mystery of incarnation, or the essential union of the material and the spiritual worlds, or simply Christ. I'll say it once more. The visible world is an active doorway to the invisible world. And the invisible world is much larger than the visible. You see, what was personified in the body of Jesus was a manifestation of this one universal truth, that matter is and always has been the hiding place for spirit, forever offering itself to be discovered anew. And this is what Jesus means when he says, "I am the gate." Our outer world and its inner significance, they must come together for there to be any wholeness or holiness. And the result is both deep joy and a resounding sense of coherent beauty. Delighted in both your absolute littleness and your absolute connection in the very same moment. So we must first learn to love your life and then allow yourself to fully die into it and never to die away from it. And once death is joyfully incorporated into life, then we're already in heaven, and there is no possibility or fear of hell. There is in all visible things a hidden wholeness. Afraid that our inner light will be extinguished or our inner darkness exposed, we hide our true identities from each other and become separated from our own souls. We end up living divided lives, so far removed from the truth that we hold within that we cannot know the integrity that comes from being what we are. We yearn to be whole. But dividedness often seems the easier choice. We withhold a personal gift that might serve a good end, or commit ourselves to a project that we do not really believe in. We keep silent on an issue we should address, or actively break faith with one of our own convictions. We even deny our inner darkness, giving it more power over us, or we project it onto other people, creating enemies where none exist. Now, in nature, we sense the wholeness hidden in all things. The wilderness, it constantly reminds us that wholeness is not about perfection. Wholeness is not about perfection. So be astonished to see how nature uses devastation to stimulate new growth, slowly but persistently healing her own wounds. Yeah, see, wholeness doesn't mean perfection. It means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life. Wholeness means embracing brokenness as an integral part of life. Knowing this gives us hope that human wholeness, mine, yours, ours, need not be a utopian dream. If we can use devastation, mistakes, as a seedbed for new life. So let us take our moment now for a contemplative pause to sit and resonate, reflect, respond, rest. I don't know the designations that the world has given you or the things that have been said about your body or even done to your body. I don't know what binds you. But how amazing is it that a human body is also what God chose to take on to be with us? That God, as we say, or that God would, as we say, slip into skin and walk among us. That God would choose to make God's home in an actual human body. And all of this is to say that God saves you in your body, not from your body. Your body is in the same form and substance as that which God chose to put on and walk among us. That means your body is holy and beautiful to God. You're young, old, fit, fat, cis, queer, disabled, strong body. For after all, it is the human body in which God placed God's image, the Imago Dei. God could have chosen to place the Imago Dei, that image of God, in the mountains. But instead, she put it in our bodies. We might experience the awesomeness of God in the mountains, but we see the image of God in the human body in all its perfectly glorious diversity. And yet time comes when we must lament. You see, communal healing begins after we make space for communal grieving. The roots of healing are deeply sown by the same spirit that hovered over creation during the let there be transformation of the world. Everything we need to heal us is within our reach. Even salty tears can cure raw wounds. One of the first steps towards healing and survival. We take a big gulp of reality. We have to admit that we have been broken before we can be healed. We can't heal until we grieve the events that have wounded us, release the spiritual toxins left behind, and open ourselves to something new. So friends, communal grieving offers us something we cannot get when we grieve by ourselves. And this making space for lament, it can give birth to authentic gratitude and praise. You know, back in the day, church services began with loss and lament. Perhaps Jesus too would choose to lament because there was darkness in the tomb before the resurrection and the feast at the shore. So before we offer songs of praise and appreciation or feast or fellowship, we remind one another of all the reasons we are so very, very grateful in the first place. And we allow a time to weep for all that has been taken and is still being taken. So, let us take our pause here to resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Our spiritual practice this week comes from James Finley, titled Intimately Intertwined. And it's something that we're going to do together. It's fairly simple. Keep in mind that we're doing it together with those on Crowdcast, those listening to the podcast, to YouTube, and even those who will be watching the Crowdcast recording later. Friends, in quiet moments, we find ourselves profoundly grateful, and we can share a common yearning, a desire to deepen our connection to the spiritual essence of existence, to weave ourselves more intricately into the web of the universe. And together, let's acknowledge the gift of this shared longing. It's a desire to be acutely aware of the divine presence that sustains us, breath by breath by breath. So together, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. It is a realization that in the midst of life's chaos, we are not alone. That we are intimately intertwined with a force greater than ourselves. And as we tread the path of our daily lives, we hold dear the intention not to sever the thread of connection with the sacred. And we navigate the challenges and uncertainties with the knowledge that this connection is our guiding light. It is a steady anchor in the ebb and flow of existence. You can take a moment now to put your hand onto your neck or your heart where you can feel your heartbeat. And recognize that this is something that's being done for you. You don't have to think about it. You're not doing it consciously. Thank goodness. Could you imagine if you had to spend a day to say, beat, 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 don't interrupt me. I'm doing something important here. And this something that is guiding my heartbeat is the same something that's guiding each of your heartbeats. This is how we are connected. And you can place your hand in front of your nose or mouth, however you like to do it. And just be there for just a moment and feel the breath moving in and out of your nose and mouth into your hand. And this too is a gift. Something that you don't do consciously. It's being done for you. And in that, something that's doing it for me is doing it for each of you. And it is something that connects us. So we breathe in. And we breathe out. And we breathe in. And we breathe out. And with each breath, we are reminded that we are intimately interconnected. We are intertwined. This is interbeing. And when we do this, we feel the stirrings of grace within, compelling us to extend a hand to touch the wounded places in the world, to offer love where there is suffering. And it is a journey of patience and childlike wonder. Path of openness and unwavering faith. A mysterious process where we become vessels of healing in the midst of our shared human experience. Once you feel connected, it's almost impossible to resist the urge to reach out to another. And in unity, we embrace this spiritual calling, letting love be our guide and healer. And together we affirm our commitment to incarnate the divine presence, nurturing our souls and radiating love out into the world. And as we say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners, the reminder tonight is fitting, so fitting, that love is the way and that you are love. We are intimately intertwined, interbeing. So stay awesome and be love. We hope to see you again soon.